All right, everybody, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and if you're feeling like the world's a constant whirlwind of noise and demands, you know you need a safe haven, a place where you can just breathe. And guess what? That place doesn't have to be some exotic mountain retreat or secluded island. It can be right here, in your own home. Today, we're diving deep into creating that sacred space for self-care, a sanctuary where you can recharge, reconnect, and simply be you. Because, let's face it, life throws enough curveballs our way, and sometimes all you crave is a little peace and quiet. So, strap in, grab your favorite beverage, maybe something calming like chamomile tea, and let's unlock the secrets to transforming your house into a haven of self-love and well-being. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll have your home shouting Self-Care Central. First up, declutter and de-stress. Ever walked into a room piled high with stuff and instantly felt overwhelmed? Yeah, me too. Clutter is like mental noise. It distracts us, stresses us out, and makes it hard to relax. So, take some time to tidy up, donate what you don't need, and create a sense of calm by minimizing visual distractions. Next up, sensory symphony. Think about the senses that soothe you. Maybe it's the smell of lavender, the gentle glow of candlelight, or the feel of soft textures. Incorporate these elements into your space to craft a sensory experience that melts away tension and promotes relaxation. Think cozy blankets, calming scents, maybe even a diffuser with essential oils, whatever helps you unwind. Speaking of unwinding, technology, timeout. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media for hours, getting sucked into a vortex of comparisons and anxieties? Yeah, not exactly conducive to self-care. Designate tech-free zones in your home, maybe even specific times where you switch off your devices entirely. Trust me, disconnecting from the digital world can work wonders for your mental well-being. Now, let's talk about mindfulness moments. Create a designated space for quiet reflection, a corner with a comfy chair, a meditation cushion, or even just a spot by the window where you can soak in the sunshine. This could be your personal yoga nook, your journaling haven, or simply a place to sit and breathe deeply, connecting with yourself in the present moment. Finally, personalize it. Your safe space should reflect who you are. Surround yourself with things that bring you joy, artwork that inspires you, books that spark your imagination, or photos of loved ones that warm your heart. Make it a place where you feel truly comfortable and at ease. Ever come home after a long day, feeling like you need to escape the chaos just by stepping across the threshold? I know I do. Imagine this. You're walking through your front door, but instead of feeling the weight of the world on your shoulders, you're met with a wave of calm. Soft music is playing, the air smells faintly of lavender and vanilla, and there's a cozy blanket draped over your favorite armchair. This isn't just a house, it's your sanctuary. A space where you can truly be yourself, recharge, and find peace amidst the storm. And that's exactly what we're talking about here. Creating a home that feels like a haven for self-care isn't just about aesthetics. It's about crafting an environment that supports your well-being on all levels. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Declutter. Engage your senses. Embrace technology detox, create mindfulness moments, and personalize your space. Take these steps one by one. Experiment with what works best for you, and watch as your home transforms into a sanctuary of peace, joy, and self-love. So, what are you waiting for? Let's get started on building that haven. Share your thoughts, tips, or even just a quick hell yeah in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, tune in tomorrow for another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation, because life's too short to be constantly wired and overwhelmed.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.